Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This is a very big, big statement I'm about to make. It's so important. Is how do we respond as Americans, as Christians? How do we respond to all of this that's going on? It's important because we cannot respond to anything in the worldly way. We're supposed to respond as Jesus tells us to respond, you know, WWJD. And he tells us that if somebody asks you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Because back then a soldier could look at you and say, hey, I need you to carry my my weapons and my shield or whatever. And he asks you to carry it for 1 mile. He could do something like that. Mm-hmm. And what you do is carry it 2 miles instead of one. So you kind of stood out to that particular soldier. But also he says if somebody punches you in one cheek, turn the other cheek. And he talks about how that we're supposed to respond differently because we're putting our trust in the Lord. But it's a powerful way to stand. It's called peaceful. It's called being peace. Jesus did not surrender the will of the Father. He did not disobey anything. He walked perfectly right before God. So it's not about, you know, somebody tries to pull you away from the things of God. It's just like peacefully. And when I think about that, I think about, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. demonstrated it so, so well. Because even though, you know, Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, signed the Emancipation Proclamation and slavery was abolished, the rights of people was a mess. They were not issuing equal rights to everybody. And so the Constitution tells us that the supreme law of the land says that everybody has equal rights. We're all created by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. And it's all of us. But their rights were being hindered on. As Christians, Dr. King was, as a pastor, as a reverend out of Georgia, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. that he saw the injustice. I mean, obviously, he saw a lot of the injustice, and that, you know, you couldn't go and sit at the same counter that a black man couldn't sit at the same counter that a white man sat at. You couldn't drink from the same water fountain. A white and a black man couldn't drink from the same water fountain. Just real stupid stuff. But that was a violation of civil rights. It's a violation of the constitutional rights of the African American. Well, a Christian man, a godly man, Dr. Martin Luther King, he saw this injustice and he said, you know, I'm not telling you what he said, but he had to say at some point that I'm going to be a pioneer. This just injustice has to stop. It has to stop. So he started inside of his own church, beginning to stand up for what was going to be. It began to spread all over America, called the Civil Rights Movement. They were being beaten. They were marching peacefully down a road, and they were putting canine dogs, loosing dogs, which were ferocious. Spending my time in law enforcement, that's just horrific. And fire hoses on our brothers and sisters, and it was just a terrible time. But what was so important was that Dr. King demonstrated to us as Christians, him being a Christian, how we are supposed to honor God and honor the supreme law of the land that's here. And what he did was he stood for what was right, even in the midst of injustices. He marched in a city that would peacefully, exercising his constitutional rights, and people walked with him. But in that, he was treated unjustly and arrested and put in jail. But because of the supreme law of the land, and because he didn't violate any rights, he didn't violate any laws, then it had to go before court. It had to go before court. And when it went before the law of the land, the court of the land, the responsibility of our court system is to interpret the Constitution, how it's being applied to us. Are our constitutional rights being violated? For example, you know, search and seizure, that they have to have a warrant before they can search you. And so somebody stops you on the street and they search you and they take something off of you and then they arrest you because that thing, according to them, is illegal. They arrest you. They take you to the courthouse. The judge hears the evidence and then the judge releases you because they violated your constitutional right to search you. And so Dr. King understood that, hold on, it's written, the supreme law of the land is written, and this is a nation that was founded with Judeo-Christian values, and it lets us, the First Amendment lets us honor and worship God, and that though these ignorant, racist people who were trying to violate our constitutional rights horrifically and think that we're not valuable, they held signs of like, I'm a man. Because they're having a, you know, hello. And, but because he did it that way, when he made it to the courts would have to rule in his favor, have to rule in his favor, have to rule in everybody's favor, because the Constitution, every time they went before the judge, the judge had, if he, unless he was going to violate his or her role of office, you know, they would violate, they were going to ruin their bench, which, I mean, you know, some judges did. But they just consistently, persistently, this is what he said. This is what he said. He said, we're just holding you to what's written on the paper. Hear this clearly. We're just holding you to what's written on the paper. What's he talking about? He's talking about what was written in the Constitution. That's all we're, you know, this, we're not trying to change America. This is very important. Tough times are coming to America. The goal of a lot of these folks in this progressive movement is they don't think the way America is designed and its Constitution and the First Amendment and Second Amendment and all of that is right. They think it should go differently. They think it should be rewritten differently. Right. And what we believe that, that this is a nation founded on Judeo-Christian values, that our founding fathers wanted to be able to free us from a tyrannical leader called the King of Great Britain. And he wasn't over the church, even though he put himself over the church. So they wanted to be able to worship God freely. And we moved into this great nation of ideas that General George Washington began to fight for, of saying, you know, we can, if we are a moral people and we under, and acknowledge God over us, that our rights come from God, then this will work. Mm-hmm. And we would, we don't want to, we're not saying change anything. We're just saying stick to the Constitution. We're holding you to the paper. Listen, what does that mean? That means you're going to have to read the paper. You're going to have to read the Constitution. Get you a pocket. I always carry a pocket. A version of the U.S. Constitution to be able to look at. It's where I read from. I have it here with me at VFN Radio. But, and we talk about it on VFN Radio. You listen to the segment so you understand what it is and understand the reason why a police officer just can't just stop you in the middle of the road is because of the Constitution, the Fourth Amendment rights. The reason why you don't have to say nothing when you get arrested and have to go appear in a court, you don't have to say anything, is because the Fifth Amendment says that you have a right not to say anything to persecute yourself. They have to prove it. This is the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is that, and what I'm saying is, that a day's coming, and it, I believe it has now come, that we're going to have to understand this paradigm that Dr. King really understood and gave his life for us to be able to stand up under God, which means, you know, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who tells us how to function in the context of every, any nation in the world, which means, you know, to those that, that bless those who curse us and pray for those who despitefully use us, that they hit us in one cheek, turn the other cheek. If they ask you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. But understand, in the midst of that, in the midst of people treating us unjustly, that we still can be operating under the constitutional rights and moving in peace. And when it goes before the courts of the land, that means that we can be, even though we suffered for a while and somebody, you know, called us wrong, the police officers do not prosecute you. They just arrest you to bring you to a place of a bench, a judge, who actually sees if the constitutional rights, if you violated them or not, the law or not. And when you haven't violated any laws and you haven't, and your constitutional rights have been violated, you know, you're set free from that whole situation. You got to be able to go through something. I mean, even the disciples went through something. I'm not saying this is going to necessarily happen, but I think, I really believe in my spirit that you got to have that inside of you, because there's going to be some people, they're thinking that you need to violate the law, or you need to step outside the Constitution to defend the Constitution. That's wrong. I mean, it's, that's, as a Christian, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. So that is no way what, you know, what we're, what I'm saying. I'm saying in the context of it that the Constitution is wonderful. Let's keep it. Let's stand up for it and realize at some point, you know, if the local courts violate your constitutional right, you can appeal to the, to the next higher court, the appeals court. If they violate your constitutional rights, you can appeal to the Supreme Court. So they've got all these different levels to make sure that your rights are upheld. listen, you got to understand your Constitution. They're wanting it to take down two things in America. They're wanting to pull down the name and the recognition of God, and they're wanting to pull down and do away with the United States Constitution. Most nations like this only last about 200 years, and we're already around 237 years. But you know what? This nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. If we return to our roots, if we repent and turn back to God and cry out to God, I believe there could be a third great awakening that can put us back not only where we were, but launch us to an awesome destiny to continue being a nation that brings the gospel to the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.